Morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for our second service, as well as those that are joining us via live stream or watching a little bit later on. It's always a joy and privilege to have everyone with us together in worship. We cherish every Sunday together, especially during times like this. We've been talking about hope and going through a series called Living Hope. And today I'd like to talk specifically about enduring hope. Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 35, enduring hope. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what the custom of the law required. Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." Many of us are familiar with Roger Bannister's an amazing accomplishment that people said could never be done, to break a four-minute mile. But on May 6th, 1954, as many of us know that famous story, he actually did. That is not Roger Bannister. But in October of this past year and a half ago, 2019, Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge became the first man to break under 2 hours the marathon, breaking down one of the final barriers in human athletics. He was a phenomenal runner to begin with, the 2016 gold medal winner of the marathon, and in Vienna, Austria, October in 2019, to break under 2 hours to run 26.2 miles. Sadly, this attempt was not his first. He tried earlier in a project sponsored by Nike called Breaking 2. It's streaming on Disney Plus for those that are interested. He failed to break 2 hours during that attempt by 17 seconds, something like that. But this time he did, running an average of a 4.5 minute mile. That's for us sprint speed for 26.2 miles. Unbelievable. It didn't count because it was an artificially controlled environment. He had an army of marathon runners breaking the wind in front of him, behind him. He wore special edition, at the time unreleased, Nike shoe called Vaporfly that had a carbon insole, 4% extra energy efficiency. He was following a pace car that was projecting by laser holographs where he should run to minimize any wind resistance and keeping the route as straight as possible. So it didn't count as a world record, but think about it. I don't know how many of us have run a marathon here in this room or even a half marathon. I've done neither of those two and probably do not plan to. Kathy's run a half marathon. She would like to do a marathon sometime. I'm going to cheer her on from the side and give her snacks and drinks and gel packs to do that. I mean, amazing, right? And when you hear stories of endurance like this, it is moving. I mean, think a human being could run a marathon in under 2 hours, even though they're wearing Nike Vaporfly shoes. Phenomenal accomplishment. I want to begin, as we think about that, to simply state that endurance is desperately needed today. And if all of us were to be asked this question, what is one quality or characteristic that you would dream to possess in greater measure in your life that would lead to success? A lot of us would say maybe grit or patience. Maybe you need to work on kindness. Maybe greater confidence or courage. But I'd like to propose this morning that one of the most important traits that we so desperately need, especially in today's times in which we live, is endurance. Why is that? Because endurance is that quality that allows us to finish things completely. And if your life is anything like mine, so many of our lives are marked by half-finished endeavors, half-finished commitments. We tell our kids that we're going to do this for them or that for them. We tell our spouses that one day we're going to do this, one day we're going to do that, and they never get done. As we live out life in a world that is beautiful but very broken, a lot of us have relationships with loved ones that still need to be mended. And often they never do, sadly. We have a lot of good intentions in our lives, a lot of commitments we want to keep, and we dream big dreams, but often so many of those things are never realized, never completed. Promises are broken. And often, endurance is that missing key. Pastors love to talk about marathons for Kipchoge and what he accomplished, an amazing Kenyan runner, breaking under 2 marathon. But in some ways, although it would be pretty amazing if all of us here could finish a marathon sometime in our lives, that would be astounding, right? But I like to propose that in some ways, that's kind of the easy thing. Because anyone, if they put their mind to it for a special goal or accomplishment, can actually get it done. But I believe that endurance in the ordinary aspects of life, the very human challenges that we have, is often the places where we struggle the most to finish what we started. I believe in the times in which we find ourselves in that for some of us, just getting out of bed in the morning is such a challenge and calls for extraordinary endurance depending on your circumstances of your life. For some of us, just getting through the workday is a great accomplishment. I'd like to propose that endurance in the ordinariness of the daily tasks of life is actually where endurance counts the most. In the times in which we live, I believe that this is something we need to be reminded of. And I believe for those of us that are followers of Jesus Christ and part of the kingdom of God, biblical endurance has a whole other shade of meaning and implications, does it not? It's not just for our own happiness or self-fulfillment, but biblical endurance helps us complete the purposes for which God has called you and I, His plans for our lives. We do need an enduring hope in order to accomplish those tasks that God has given for us to do. So along with waking up in the morning and doing all that you need to do during the day and for your loved ones, we also have to step back and ask, am I doing what God has called me to do? And that is biblical endurance. I think second truth this morning as we think about Simeon and what his life was like that we read about here at the very end, I believe that endurance, secondly, flows from the power of your hope. Endurance flows from the power of your hope. So often in a Nike commercial or what we find in our world today, endurance is pictured as pure inner strength and power and your grit to bear down and make it through the task, your heart's desires that you would like to accomplish in your own power and in your own strength. But I believe that biblically, we have a little bit different understanding of endurance. Endurance is, yes, we are called to exert our own energy and strength, but that does not solely determine whether we accomplish what God wants us to do in this life. But rather, it is the power of the hope that we have within. And that ultimately is focused upon our Savior. This is what we see in the life of Simeon. It wasn't his own grit and strength alone, but it was a hope that he set his eyes on that had such power, it continued to pull him forward in his life. You see, God spoke to Simeon and gave him this vision for his life that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Just think about the implications of that. That you would not die before with your very own eyes that you would see the Lord's Messiah. And so we don't know exactly when he received that prophetic word from God, that with his own eyes, that one day he will see the Messiah, Jesus. But being filled with the Holy Spirit and led by the Holy Spirit, we know that this was the enduring hope that he had in his life. And as he continued to journey in life and grow older in years, we know that every day what pulled him forward wasn't his own strength or power or grit, but it was this message that one day he would see the Lord's Messiah. And that power was greater than the hope that he could generate from within. And it continued to pull him forward, even as he aged, even as loved ones passed, even as he incurred health problems, loss, discouragement, disappointment in his life. But what kept on pulling him forward, this enduring hope that one day I'm going to see this Jesus. It was not the strength that he himself possessed, but it was the greatness of this hope that continued to pull him forward in his life until one day at that temple, led by the Holy Spirit, he saw Jesus. You see, my problem, and many of yours, is if we're really honest with ourselves, especially during this time of the pandemic, what our hopes are placed in have truly been revealed, has it not? And often, I find that my hopes, the things that motivate me to keep on keeping on, are often, to be very honest, very short-sighted. I just want to make it through this work week, maybe this month, maybe through Christmas or the New Year or Easter, Lord. I think often our hopes are just a little bit too small. And perhaps that which we have placed our hopes in are ultimately fading ones. I just want to get my kids off to college and enjoy being empty nesters. I want to get to retirement. I've been working all these years. Lord, help me to retire and then move down to Florida or wherever you would like to go. Lord, I just want to get through this pandemic. And that keeps you motivated to when you can finally embrace your children, your grandchildren, your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, without fear of harming them because of this crazy virus. Lord, if I can get just through final exams and graduate in this crazy time, God, I would be so happy. None of these things are bad things. These are very human things in the times in which we live. These are many of our hopes that motivate us through this challenging time. But what is the ultimate hope underneath these many hopes? That is the question that we want to ask ourselves as we meditate on the impact and power of Advent and Christmas. Very simply, thirdly, and finally, enduring hope is found only in Jesus. Enduring hope is found only in Jesus. Simeon was longing for, in verse 25, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Consolation means the comfort received by a person after great loss and disappointment. Simeon was thinking of Isaiah 40, verses 1 and 2, comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. As one pastor put it, Israel was not just looking for the end of war or political domination and suffering, but they were looking for a peace, knowing that they were sick with sin and guilty. This is what Simeon was hoping for when he heard the words that compelled him forward in life. One day you will see the Messiah, the Savior. And imagine that time where Simeon, led by the Holy Spirit, finally cast his eyes on Jesus. Jesus exceeded all his expectations. Now, Lord, sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. I'm ready to die, for my eyes have seen the consolation of Israel, the one who provides true comfort. And I believe that Simeon, as inspirational and great that he is, echoing the heart cry of the Israelite people, he and his people are looking for the same things that we are today, 2,000 years later, here in America. Because the greatest questions are always not how much have I accomplished or done, how powerful have I become or influential? But the question always is, am I truly loved? Am I really accepted? Have I been forgiven of my sin? And that hope drove Simeon forward. For my eyes, he says, have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Jesus is the one of whom we have been waiting for, and he will never, ever disappoint. And we are reminded how important that is, especially during Advent and during the times in which we find ourselves in. And so be truly transparent and honest. As you look at this question, what is the compelling hope of your life right now? What are we placing our hope in that we feel that if that happens, that I will be okay? Things are going to be all right. I will be joyful. And church, to be honest, many times it's not in him. It's in lesser hopes, is it not? In this Advent season, and as we look at Simeon, who was compelled and drawn all the days of his life until he met the one, the Messiah, I pray that today we are reminded that this should be the cry of our hearts. Jesus, my only hope. Jesus, my only hope. Because if we are to endure in this life, we need a hope that outlasts ourselves and our greatest efforts. Nothing wrong with short-term goals and mini-goals, but what is the ultimate goal that undergirds all the many hopes and dreams of your life? And during this Advent season, we're reminded once again that it has to be Jesus. For that infant would grow and live that perfect life that would 100% please his Father, unlike you and I. And for the joy, as we're reminded in Hebrews 12, set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The gospel calls us to be brutally honest before him and recognize, I don't have that endurance and strength, Lord. I can't get out of bed. I can't fulfill all that needs to be done. I am weak. I need help. I need a Savior. And we are reminded in Jesus, the heart of the gospel message, that we have one who faithfully endured until the very end. His endurance becomes our endurance by faith. Let us place our faith and trust and our hope in him again. His endurance by faith now becomes our endurance. And so as Simeon and his entire generation waited eagerly for deliverance and for a Savior, we're reminded from 1 Peter 1:13, set your hope fully on the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Saints, whether you have walked in the faith for a year or 50 years of your life, set your heart once again, your hope fully on the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. I love what Pastor John Piper says about this. Simeon and Anna saw Christ and welcomed him because they were longing for his coming and his redemption. They knew that was Israel's only hope. And the same is true for us today. For professing Christians, we will welcome Christ at his coming if we love his appearing and eagerly await the consummation of his redemption. Kathy and I, just a few weeks ago, came across an unbelievable story of endurance by Jan Balsrud. 1917 to 1988. He was a soldier during World War II in Norway. And during the Nazi occupation of his beloved country, he joined a corps of other soldiers that specifically were called to commit acts of sabotage behind enemy lines, which happened to be now in his own country because it was occupied by Nazis. And as they loaded explosives in their fishing boat, it was discovered who they were. They were fired upon and attacked. His entire special troop of a dozen other soldiers were all captured, eventually all killed, but he got away by swimming through these ice-cold waters. I couldn't believe, as we were reading about his life, we saw a movie called The 12th Man, streaming currently on Netflix, that this was a true story. New York Times ran a whole article on him, and they said what happened over the next 9 weeks after his escape remains one of the wildest, most unfathomable survival stories of World War II. Balsrud's feet froze solid. An avalanche buried him up to his neck. He wandered in a snowstorm for 3 days. He was entombed alive in snow for another 4 days and abandoned under open skies for 5 more. Alone for 2 more weeks in a cave, he used a knife to amputate several of his own frostbitten toes to stop the spread of gangrene. He spent the last several weeks tied on a stretcher near death as teams of Norwegian villagers dragged him up and down hills and snowy mountains. By the end, Balsrud was less a hero than a package in need of safe delivery out of Nazi hands. For decades, his escape made him into a Norwegian national folk hero, even as the man himself remained frustratingly opaque, almost unknowable. Tied to a sleigh by reindeer to finally cross into the border of Sweden and to safety and life. An amazing story. True story of endurance. I'm reminded that God has created you and I as human beings with a desire to fight and endure. Where might God be calling you to endure faithfully right now? For some of us, it's our spouse, it's a challenging marriage. For others, it's living in a time of uncertainty, whether we're going to get let go of our job, whether we're going to stay healthy in the midst of a spreading virus. It's a killer thing to wait and have so little power and control over our lives. But maybe God is calling us to endure faithfully. Financial uncertainty, just trying to finish your studies, Perhaps some of us are battling health issues and health crises right now. Where is God calling you to endure faithfully? And during Christmas, Advent, we're reminded that the Savior, in his first advent, has come into our world to remind us where we are to put our ultimate trust and hope. It has to be back on him. And if we're really honest with ourselves, he has not been our true hope of our lives. And we're reminded, as Simeon had done, and as the scriptures and the gospel reminds us, put your hope back in him in order to find that enduring hope of your lives. And as you do that, I believe that we can thrive in the midst of these challenging times and run the race faithfully to the plans and tasks that God has for you and I. And so, a few things, questions to think about. Do you tend to finish what you started? How does hope encourage you to endure during hard times? Why does Jesus give you true hope? And where does God want you to faithfully endure right now? May we, as Simeon, the others, find that enduring hope is available for us today, as we cast our eyes on the one who is our ultimate hope. Let's pray. Our Father, we give you thanks because, oh boy, we do need hope today. For some of us just getting out of bed in the morning, feeling so isolated and discouraged and so little control of our lives in this midst of a pandemic during the holiday time, just 2 weeks from Christmas, it can be very overwhelmingly discouraging. But I pray, Father, as generations have discovered that when you are our ultimate hope, we find a kind of endurance that comes from you, Lord, that is able to move us, allow us to thrive, and to see your hand and power working through the challenging circumstances of our lives. Jesus, forgive us that we have moved our eyes away from you and to other short-term goals, but remind us, as Simeon, to the day of his death, lived with his eyes set on the one that he would finally meet before he would die. In the same way, we as your church remind us of the greater goals that you call us to serve you, to know you, and accomplish your plans for our lives, for we never know how much time we have. So Lord, help us to be faithful today and give us the enduring hope found in the one who endured for us in our place, that we can endure in our place. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.